Assalamu alaikum, and hello, Imam Suleiman. My name is Haris. I attend City College. My class is participating in an awareness movement pertaining to the West African community. We're trying to recognize and appreciate those living on 116th Street. My assignment is to touch on media, newspaper, radio, TV programs, understanding what is important to the African community and how important information is communicated throughout the community. I was wondering if I may ask you several critical questions about this community. Before we do ask these questions, I'd like to ask a little bit about you. How long have you been an imam, and how did you get where you are today, briefly?
I've almost now 7 years. So, Alhamdulillah that I am grateful to Allah, because Alhamdulillah, so my duty is to help the members of the African community and also largest population of Muslims, not only in New York area but everywhere in the United States. And that's my duty.
So how did you get where you are today? How did you get where you are today?
New York?
Not just New York, like your position as imam here. Did you go to a daira when you were when you were very young, and then you were taught the...
Yeah. So I become imam because based on my knowledge, because as young kid, I attend Islamic school. I've been that my grandfather was imam. So he taught me everything he knew about the Quran. And alhamdulillah, that's why I'm here today as imam.
So your teachings were started when you were very young, like
yes.
5, 6, just like me when I was very young.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. So that's for sure.
So once again, I know we asked this question before because you answered it. What roles do you play in this society again?
As imam, you know, religious leader, we counsel, you know, we do counseling and we advise people and we help them regardless, you know, immigration issues, even police issues, doctors, sometimes we try our best even to find a job for them. Housing also. So that's my duty as imam, because I must be able, you know, to provide this type of help to the members of the community.
Yesterday I was attending this wonderful presentation in which they made Siddiqui the new representative of the police force to the community. I saw many leaders there, and in one of them that was there sitting in a very important position was you, and I accommodate that you're a wonderful leader from what I've seen. Next question is, how would you describe the community that comes to this masjid? Are they predominantly of a certain ethnicity? Are they, what type of literacy levels?
You know, the congregation of this mosque is the largest African nation from everywhere in Africa. Mali, Sierra Leone, Guinea, Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Ghana, even African-American, Somali, some Arabs. Because it's to show you that Islam is for everybody. Islam is not for specific nationality or color. So it's for everybody. Even though some Bangladesh people, Pakistanis, are coming here.
Like myself.
Yeah, to perform Salat, yes.